Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the USDA with the report for this week. Today I'd like to start out and visit about the 2014 Farm Service Agency County Committee election. The nomination process is currently going on, and we need to be aware that we need to make those nominations for the FSA County Committees, as they are the important agriculture link between themselves and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The election of agriculture producers to FSA committees is also important, as these farmers and ranchers oversee the delivery of the Farm Service Agency programs to all eligible producers that participate. Committees help with the decisions necessary to administer the programs in their counties, and they work to ensure that the programs serve the needs of the local producers by applying their judgment and knowledge to make local decisions. In Audubon County, the election this year will be for producers in the local administrative area number one, which includes the townships of Oakfield, Exira, Audubon, and Greeley. This area is currently being served by Sherry Earlmeyer. And in Cass County, the election will be for producers in local administrative area number two, which includes the townships of Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria, and is currently being served by Corey Anstey. The COC nomination period runs through August 1st, so that's only a couple of weeks yet. And the nomination forms are available at the USDA Service Center, or they can be obtained online. For more information, just give your FSA office a call here in Audubon. That number 712-563-4261. And in Cass County, the number 712-243-1377. I'd like to remind producers about some of our disaster programs. The Livestock Disaster 4-H program provides assistance to eligible producers who sustained grazing losses in 2012 and 2013. Payments are determined on the number of head that were on hand at the time of the disaster event for those years. The current sign-up period continues through January 30 of 2015. However, payments not processed prior to September 30 of 2014 will be reduced by 7.2% due to the sequestration enacted by Congress earlier this year. Producers in Audubon County are eligible for 4 months of payment in 2012 and 1 month in 2013, and the producers in Cass County are eligible for only the 4 months in 2012. Three other disaster programs that we have include the Livestock Indemnity Program, which provides assistance to eligible producers who have sustained excessive livestock deaths due to adverse weather in the calendar years 2012, 13, or 14. Also, ELAP, or Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish, provides assistance to eligible producers of those livestock, honeybees, and fish who suffered excessive losses due to disease, severe weather, blizzards, and wildfires. And the Tree Assistance Program, that provides assistance to qualifying orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant and rehabilitate crops damaged by natural disasters. These nursery trees include ornamental, fruit, nut, and Christmas trees that are, of course, produced for commercial sale. Trees used for pulp or timber are not eligible. A reminder on the Conservation Reserve Program that the Agriculture Act of 2014, or the Farm Bill, recently authorized the conservation program to be enacted again. And the county offices began accepting new offers for the continuous CRP and Safe Acres on June 9th. For continuous CRP sign-up, the authority to enroll includes all existing conservation initiatives offered under the continuous sign-up, including the Highly Erodible Land Initiative. However, having said that, please note that in Iowa, the current allocation of HELE acres has been depleted, but we encourage producers who are interested in making offers of acres for the HELE program to continue to submit their requests in case we get additional acres allocated to FSA. Since there will be no general CRP for 2014, a one-year extension is authorized during this period of June 9th through August 8th for certain expiring general contracts. Eligible participants may extend all or only a portion of their acreage expiring from their CRP on September 30th. However, they may not add any new acres to their existing contracts. If you have CRP that expires September 30, please contact the FSA office as soon as possible to discuss your options. The deadline to request a one-year extension is August 8th, so if you received a letter from Kansas City notifying you that your CRP is expiring, it requires your immediate attention. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, that number is 563-4261, extension 2. In Atlantic, it is 243-1377, extension 2. For those that like to go out to the fair, don't forget to come out to the Audubon County Fair this week and enjoy the projects that are being exhibited by our local 4-H and FFA youth and show them your support. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates from USDA.